Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. We continue this series with more recipes from some of the world's best chefs and bartenders. This week's recipes from one of Italy's top restaurants and chefs.
Hello, my name is Jessica Rosval. I am the head chef at Casa Maria Luigia. I have been living in Italy and working for Massimo Bottura for the last 8 years, first at Osteria Francescana and here at Casa Maria Luigia since May of 2019. So today I'm really excited to present to you a summertime dish that we serve here at Casa Maria Luigia for our weekend brunch. It's our Tola Dolza brunch. Tola Dolza is Modenese dialect for take it easy, because we just want you to come here, sit in the Modenese countryside, enjoy the flowers, smell the smell of the barbecue, and listen to amazing live music. That's what it is. And this dish is called Short Ribs Forever. Inspired by barbecue, inspired by the territory, inspired by our gardens, and inspired also by our world travels, we try and incorporate lots of different flavors into this dish. First, we take a Piemontese beef short rib. This not only gets marinated for 24 hours, but then it goes on our smoker, and we do this for 2 days. We use wood that comes from Vignola. Vignola is a small town here in Emilia-Romagna, world-renowned for their cherries. And we use that dry cherry wood to add sweetness to our meat and that beautiful smoky flavor. After that point, this meat gets covered with flowers. Sweet, bitter, aromatic flowers that we pick from our property here at Maria Luigia. It gets hidden in camouflage and placed on top of a nice sour horseradish cream. These are all of the different tangy flavors that are gonna help bring everything out and lighten up the dish. So we don't stop there. Of course, we're smoking this meat for 2 days, and so we have a really deep flavor. But we want to pay homage, tribute to some of the pioneers of modern day barbecue. So we've made a sauce using vinegars that we've produced here at Casa Maria Luigia, using elderflowers that we pick in the spring, and mustard seeds. We're able to pay tribute to Carolina style barbecue. And then using the cherries from Vignola, concentrating them down and extracting their natural flavors, we're able to get sweetness into the sauce as well. And that's paying tribute, of course, to the Texas style barbecue. So again, keeping our minds open and traveling wherever we can in this dish. So what gets served on the side of this dish? A tigella. Tigella is the word of a Modenese bread that's eaten typically here with cold cuts, so with mortadella or prosciutto. It's pressed in a flower-shaped mold that's been set over the fire. Except for, of course, because we're traveling around with our inspiration, we're not gonna make the traditional recipe. Instead, we're pouring a classic pancake batter into the tigella mold to stamp it with the flour, to remind people that we're all coming from all over the world, but we find each other here in Modena. So what would I drink with this dish? Why not a nice cocktail? Why not a gin tonic with something floral in it? Why not add some elderflower liqueur, some rose petals inside? Go for the floral and the herbaceous, and it's gonna pair up perfectly.
Thanks to Jessica Rosval, she's the head chef of Casa Maria Luigia, the elegant country hotel opened by famed Italian chef Massimo Bottura and his wife Lara Gilmore in Modena. For more from the hospitality sector, stay tuned for The Menu, our food and drink show that premieres every Friday at 20:00 London time. You can also subscribe to our magazine and sign up to our email newsletter, The Monocle Minute. Head to monocle.com for more info. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.